Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. Don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know the things that I come through. You cannot imagine, not imagine. Take the trial I have. You don't know.
My story.
You don't know the day.
I'm my Lord.
That day he set me
free. Hallelujah.
The
My story.
My deliverer.
Don't know. My story. You don't know.
You don't know my story. The anguish and the guilt that consumed me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shadows condemn me. You don't know my story. For if you did, you would live out of your way. Lord, let me tell you something.
Oh,
Our needs. Yes, oh, we thank God and we give God praise for each and everything, and most of all for his word. So, Father
yes.
God, help us all to be on one accord as we study the word together, Father God. We love you and we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I want to give a shout out today to all the caretakers. Hallelujah. I just ask Heavenly Father to bless all those. I put myself in agreement with the caretakers that's praying. It's an awesome thing, brothers and sisters, to go to work and you don't know your patient is going to be alive tomorrow. I mean, it brought tears to my eyes to know that that's your job. You shouldn't have to take your job and worry and all that. But anyway, hey, the Bible says in Matthew 18, walk in all the pray all the time, but always pray. But we're going to pick up where we left off at. In Hebrews, I think it was Hebrews 11 and 6. That's one of the scriptures. And maybe I just should do a recap of what some of the things we've talked about so far. This messages that we've been preaching, it's based on prayer that gets results. That gets results. That's what we've been talking about. Prayer that gets results. And somebody said, well, all prayer. No, no. Sometimes people pray and they pray amiss. That's what the book of James says.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they're not praying sincerely. They're just throwing up some words. They're being like the hypocrites. Remember what Jesus said? To those not to be like them, he gave us direct instruction not to be like the hypocrites. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Some people just pray to be praying.
Mm-hmm.
That's hypocritical prayer, brothers and sisters. And I want to tell you, in all parts of the world, people have prayed in various manners to all kinds of gods with the little G, offering sacrifice, making pledges, and being repetitious, prayer, and some of them even burning candles, where even some folks even throw themselves over so that hoping that somehow, some way, God would hear them and receive an answer for their physical or spiritual needs. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
What is the good news? Well, I'm glad you all asked me. That's what we're here for, to let you know there's good news, brothers and sisters. The King of Kings is still King. He's Lord of Lords. He's the Lord of Lords. The Creator of all things has ensured have given us a personal invitation. And I'm going to say this one more time. A personal invitation.
Hallelujah.
Whosoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she just said. Mm-hmm. What she just read. Pastor, read that scripture again. So when you read that, I thought about that. That was in 11?
24. Yes, Pastor.
Okay. We'll go to 23.
Okay. Verse 23 from the King James. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what thing soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen, amen.
That's a direct statement to the world, world. I don't care what denomination you belong to. I don't care what church you belong to. I don't care who you are. The invitation is being extended by Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
The invitation is there, brothers and sisters. Whosoever, that's you, me, and anybody else on this broadcast is a whosoever.
Amen.
You don't have to have all of that and have know this and know that. You don't have to know A stand for apple, B stand for boy, C stand for cat, D stand for dog, and go Bible. You don't have to know that.
Hallelujah.
Just be a whosoever will believe. That's what we left off. That's what we left off Sunday, really talking about whosoever believes it. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember?
Amen.
I think Evangelist Renee said, hey, if you ain't going to believe, then why are you praying? In other words,
right.
If you ain't going to believe this stuff, she said she had to believe. Listen, brother, sister, believing is acting on the word of God. So we're going to talk about that this week, okay? Because you gotta be in agreement with what the word of God says, okay? That's the kind of prayer that brings results. Using the weapons. Well, matter of fact, we'll go to Hebrews 11 because it did bring it up. Hebrews 11 and 6. Even though we kind of skimmed over, we're going to go back to it. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. It is absolutely just a must. If you ain't going to come, I like to say, if you coming to God, come believing. Not just be a believer, because a believer is somebody doing it. So when he says this, that's what he's talking about. A believer is somebody who's doing it, brother, sister. Let me finish. To God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. In the Message Bible, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
Yeah, watch
thank
this.
You, Lord.
Remember what she just read over there in Mark 11? Remember what she just said? Somebody, Jesus said, whosoever will say unto the, you got to speak this thing, man. You gotta speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why your eternal life is so important. You gotta continue to speak it. You start your salvation started with confession. It doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
It also started with believing. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So the prayer to get results, it starts with confession. Now, at some point in time, yes, you confess your sin. Let me go and throw that out there. Yes, you confess your sin. Out there. But then at some point in time, you start confessing what God has did for you. You start praising him. You start confessing that word over your life. And Satan is not going to like you. And if you want to be friends with Satan, he is not going to like you. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm telling you, he ain't going to like you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's about, brothers and sisters. It's about faith. That's how you get. That's just how you get a result, man. Prayer to get results. Because without it, God ain't hearing you.
All right, say that.
Now I know that's crazy. That's not probably crazy for some folks. But let me tell you, if you don't come to God with His word, He ain't got nothing to say to you. Okay. Because either you're going to come with God's word or you come with Satan's word. Can I say that one more time? You either bringing God's stuff to the table or you bringing a lie from Satan. Can't bring both of them now. And forget
that's
you. You're out of the equation altogether. You don't even have no choice in the matter. You're busy fighting a spirit war. Your adversary, you have an adversary. You're busy trying to deal with your adversary.
Yeah.
Listen, love. Listen, dear one. You have an adversary. So you're busy dealing with him when you need to drop that and go and deal with the Father and say, okay, Lord, I'm learning how to pray. I'm developing this prayer life. And that prayer life that you're developing is that you're walking in his word because you want to please the Father. Who I want to please the Father? Don't raise your hand right now. Go tell somebody else, I want to please the Father. The only way I can please the Father is with faith. In other words, when I come to him, I got to come to him with his word. Because if you don't, if you don't bring the word of God to God, it's impossible. I ain't got no time for you.
All right.
I know that's cold.
All right.
I know it is. But you can always take it to, you can always go to his word, brother and sister, and then take it to him. That won't return unto him void, but it will accomplish what it's sending out to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
Hallelujah.
You want to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this week. Prayer has to become foundation of every Christian devotion, involvement. Prayer has to become every part of your growth.
Yeah.
Just to try to get this understanding. When you said men ought to pray always, you can take that a lot away, but I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, when you're in the first grade, you ought to pray. When you're second grade, you ought to pray. It ought to be your whole part of your total development. Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get some results because you've learned, hey, I got to go to God. And if I go to God, regardless of any ability, he will fail if he's not backed by prayer. I don't care what it is, brother and sister. Regardless of any man's ability, I should have said, with any man's ability, I'm just getting caught up, man. I just thank God. But prayer has to become the foundation, brothers and sisters. That maybe that's why I like in the book of Colossians. Y'all, we probably go over time because, you know, missed yesterday, praise God. But, hey, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. So I give the Lord some more time.
Hallelujah.
That's really devil. I get on here tonight and just preach the word of God to somebody here. I don't have a problem with that. But in the book of Colossians 1 and 10, that verse, chapter 1, that's what it is. Yeah, chapter 1, verse 10, you'll find these words recorded here. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard, as you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul. Amen.
Amen. So see, it starts. I mean, it could start when the baby is in the mother's womb.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if I need to show somebody some scripture, yes, you can communicate while they're yet in the belly, while they're yet in the womb. Yeah, it's okay
That's
to
right.
stop praying then. It's okay to teach them to pray then. Regardless of what your mind say, you're going to pray because it's going to be based on the word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the other
Amen.
Thing to get results, you have to, there's a lot of ways you have to look at the prayer. Prayer is a weapon.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, when you use the name of Jesus, that's real, people. I keep telling you, mm-hmm. don't be like them, where was that over there in John 14, 13? Let's go get right quick, John 14. Because I'm going to tell you what not to do, too. Don't be like them Pharisees and them Sadducees and them heathens. That's heathens pray. That's why the Bible says whosoever. But some people come wrong, brothers and sisters. They don't come correct. You got to come correct with God. You can't be playing. And when you go
That's
to the funny. Judge, you correct. When you go to God, you got to come correct, people. Don't let God mm-hmm. stand to be less than the judge. Come on, somebody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in John 14, 13, it reads like this. Well, you know, I'll just back up to the 12th verse first. You see, well, let me do 13, then we'll go back and catch 14. 13 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Okay, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Bring the Message Bible. Because I, on my way to the Father, I'm giving you the same work to do. I've been doing. I'm sorry. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. Amen.
Amen. So if you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you love
yeah.
me, keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you'll do that, he said, I'll pray to the Father for you. And he's going to
yeah.
give you another comforter. He's going to help you to continue in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he said,
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive. Now, I had to look at that thing 50, 11 times. The world, people worldly-minded, they can't receive the Spirit of truth. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to convince them. They worldly-minded. Their mind has to be changed first. It has to be a Romans 12 to take place. They don't get it.
All right.
They're worried about their building. They're worried about their pastor.
And mercy.
They're worried about their position. Because I tell you, when you start telling the truth, usher boy ain't going to like you. The deacons ain't going to like
mm-hmm.
you. Even some of them choir members, they ain't going to like you. See, you're taking their baby away. You're taking their joy away.
Have mercy.
It really ain't West worldly joy. Because, see, God's joy is different. I'm going to have to talk on that, too, this week.
Oh, yeah.
What some people think is joy is not, it's just a happiness. See, there's a difference between happiness and joy. So when he tells us to rejoice, he's telling us to rejoice. He's talking about in the things of God. A lot of
yeah.
people, they hit the lottery and everything. They just happy. Different folks happy. They ain't rejoicing. You can't rejoice unless you're in the Lord. But then that's for another day. But anyway, the name of Jesus. Jesus, now, I'm going to guarantee you, if I myself got to go to the Father. Woo, man, that's just awesome, man. I can't believe how awesome that is. And like Jesus said, okay, I'm going to pray the Father for you. You know who I am, okay? You see me. You see my work. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
going to go to the Father. And he'll give you another copy. So you ain't got a word. He said, not only
yeah,
that, it's going to be the Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because he gave you another guarantee. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless.
Okay, Lord.
Stick around. I'm coming to you. Because a little while
Thank
y'all going to see me, and then a little while you're not. He said, but I'm going to come right back to you. And he said, because I live, you're going to live. And he said, and that day, when that day comes that I come back to you, he said, you're going to know it. Not that religious stuff. Think about when Jesus comes back. He's already here, brother and sister. He's already here. He's already alive. They won't teach you about the resurrection, but he's already alive. I talk to him every day. Every day. He's alive.
Thank you.
And you can talk to him every day, and he'll talk back. See, one thing to talk to him is different when you start talking back.
Hallelujah.
When you're talking to him, but brother and sister, let me tell you, when he starts back talking to you right through his word, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When he says things like, you, hey, I'm not going to leave you. Don't worry about what you're going to. I'm not leaving you. And that word just jump off the page. And he said, now here's what, because I live, you're going to live also. And he ain't talking about over there. He's talking about right now. He said, you're going to know it at that day. Yeah. So we got lots to cover this week. We got stuff we got to make. Can't make up really for. But, yeah, that's the way it's going to happen, brothers and sisters. It's the kinds of prayer that get results. The word of God, you're going to get results. The Holy Spirit, you're going to get results. And here's the next thing we're going to talk about. We may even jump on this as soon as tomorrow. It's over in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. So y'all go ahead and get that. And hopefully this week we'll talk about the different kinds of prayer. There's different kinds of prayer. And let me say one thing real important before we go. I don't know what you're doing. Hear this. Prayer that changes things or prayer that gets results is not God. Prayer don't change God. It never did and never will. Prayer doesn't change God. You won't even find that in the scripture. But here's what you're going to find. Prayer, what it does, it changes the conditions of things, okay? Always find out first what the word says, not what you think, if it says it or not. But prayer that changes things, not God. I'll say that one more time. Prayer changes things. It doesn't change God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't put yourself, and when you're praying, if you're praying what God's word says, you have to get results. God don't even have a choice in the matter. Now, I know every preacher won't say that. I'm telling you, he don't have a choice. Because he said, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish what he set out to do. See, that's results, brother and sister. You said what God's word said, and you said it back to him, it has to bring results.
Hallelujah.
Don't have no choice, see? So it's about four types of prayers that we may be praying. The prayer of agreement, the binding and loosing, the petition or supplication, and we may do a little bit on interceding this week. And we may jump on a little prayer of thanksgiving. People, you don't know how just being thankful get God's attention. Real.
Yeah.
I'm going to bless you. Go read the book of Revelation. Because if you read the book of Revelation, you're going to get three blessings. I guarantee it. You're going to get three blessings. Blessed is he that readeth. So if you go read something in there, you're going to get blessed. You blessed is he that doeth. So if you do it, and then blessed is he that heareth. So if you don't do it, you can get two blessings because you can hear and you can read it. So there's two blessings right there.
But amen.
And it brings results, brothers and sisters. We'll talk, pick up on that tomorrow. And meanwhile, just enjoy this gorgeous day that God has blessed us. It's not a day like it. In Jesus' name.